إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فإن خير الحديث كتاب الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار أما بعد إخواتي وأخواتي في الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته إن شاء الله we are going to take another topic on the صلاة التطوع and that is what the author رحمه الله تعالى called صلاة الوتر. الوتر in the Arabic language means odd, the opposite of الشفعو. As we have it in the Quran. So the author says, وصلاة الوتر سنة مؤكدة. The prayer of witr is sunnah mu'akkada, emphatic sunnah. Dawama an-nabiyyu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam alayhi hadran wa safaran. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam prayed it continuously, hadran wa safaran, at home and while is away, or while he was away. وَحَفْصَ النَّاسَ عَلَيْهِ, and he encouraged the people to observe it. وَأَقَلُّهُ, he said the least number of raka you can observe is raka'atan, one raka. وَأَكْثَرُهُ إِحْدَى عَشَرَ, he said the highest is 11. وَوَقْتُهُ مِنْ صَلَاتِ الْعِشَاءِ إلى طلوع الفجر. The time is from after Salatul Isha till the appearance of the true dawn. والأفضل أن يكون آخر الصلاة. The best is that witr is made the last salah he observes. كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم, as the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said, اجعلوا آخر صلاتكم بالليل وترا. Let your last salah you observe be witr. متفق عليه. This is agreed upon by Al-Bukhari and Muslim. وقال, he also said, من خاف ألا يقوم في آخر الليل أو من آخر الليل فليوتر أولا. وَمَنْ طَمِعَ أَنْ يَقُومَ آخِرَهُ فَلْيُوْتِرِ آخِرَ اللَّيْلِ فَإِنَّ صَلَاةَ آخِرِ اللَّيْلِ مَشْهُودَةَ وَذَلِكَ أَفْضَلُ. Whoever is afraid that he may not get up in the last part of the night, he should pray at the first part of the night. Whoever desires to get up at the last part of the night, he should observe his witr at the last part of the night. Because the salat of the last part of night is witnessed by the angels, وَذَلِكَ أَفْضَلُ, and that is better. So this is what the author, rahimahullah ta'ala, brought on salat al-witr. Now at times, in most cases, the Sheikh Rahimahullah Ta'ala use the word alayhi, akalluhu. It's referring to al-witr as a word now, not salah. So if it were to refer to the salah, you would say what alayha, akalluha. It's just like what the Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what he said, man nama an witrihi aw nasiyahu. Man nama an witrihi, whoever sleeps off his witr. That is, by the time he wakes up, the time for the witr was gone. Aw nasiyahu, or he forgets it. He said, fal yusallihi idha dhakarahu. He should pray it when he remembers it. When he remembers it. So here the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam observed the word witr, not salat. Now, as in the reason why the author used the pronoun of a male instead of that of a female. Now witr, the Shaykh rahimahullah ta'ala said, is sunnah mu'akkada, not compulsory. Why? This is because the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam approved the man who said he will not add to the five daily prayers. And we know that the five daily prayers is something that you pray on a daily basis. The same thing can be said of what which is something that you observe on a daily basis. So there is no any compulsory salah that you observe on a daily basis except the five daily prayers. So when the Messenger of Allah told the man what is compulsory, and the man asked the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, al alayya ghayruha, is there anyone that is compulsory apart from this? So Messenger of Allah said, la, there is nothing that is compulsory apart from this. So one may ask, what about the five day, the Jumu'ah prayer? Is it not compulsory? It's compulsory. But the Jumu'ah prayer is not something that you pray on a daily basis. It's something that happens on a weekly basis. So, and that's why we can interpret the hadith of the man that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, there is no anyone that is compulsory apart from that. That is on a daily basis. So with these scholars who believe that there are some other salawat that are compulsory, like Tahiyatul Masjid, like Salatu Al-Kusuf, like that, that believe they are compulsory. So they cannot bring those things in. Why? Because they are not salat that's observed on a daily basis. So the hadith of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was only talking about the one that we observe on a daily basis. But what most scholars are upon is that Salatul Witr is not compulsory, contrary to the Hanafiya, who are of the opinion that what it is wajiba. It is wajiba. Don't forget to say the Hanafiya, they differentiated between wajiba and fard. Fard is things that are buttressed with what, maybe verses of the Quran or evidences that are mutawatira. But when they use the word wajib, these are things that are buttressed by a hadith that are not mutawatira, or that are not buttressed by the verses of the Quran. So things that are not buttressed by the verses of the Quran particularly. And that's why we talked about the citation of Suratul Fatiha. To the Hanafiya, it is what? Wajiba. Not fard or rukn, the way other mazahib will consider it. So some people, they misunderstand that the Hanafiya are saying that is what is not something that is compulsory. No, they believe it is compulsory. They believe the citation of Suratul Fatiha is compulsory, but what type of obligatory status does it have? They put it under what? Wajib. I know. For them, if you leave what is wajib according to what you have said, according to the Hanafiya, you are sinful, but you don't have to pay it back. You are sinful, but you don't have to what? Pay it back. So the Shah idea is that the Hanafiya, they take Salatul Witr to be what? To be wajiba. That is, the one who doesn't pray it is sinful. But most scholars, they consider it to be Sunnah Mu'akkada. Sunnah Mu'akkada, if you leave it, you are not sinful. However, you are what? Blameworthy. You are blameworthy, but you are not sinful. So, based on what the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to that man, when he said, do I have to pray another one? He said, no, unless it is a tawr. The author, rahimahullah ta'ala, let us be sunnah mu'akkada, not compulsory. Why mu'akkada? Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, observe it continuously. So something is sunnah that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did continuously, will have the ruling of what? Sunnah mu'akkada. So Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam hardly left Salatul Witr. He hardly left it. So most of the time he will pray it. Even if he was unable to pray it in the night, he will observe it in the day. As Aisha radiallahu anha said, that Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, إِذَا فَاتَتْهُ الصَّلَاةُ بِاللَّيْلِ مِنْ وَجَعٍ أَوْ نَوْمٍ, if he misses the salah, or he missed the salah at night, مِنْ وَجَعٍ, due to pain, أَوْ نَوْمٍ, or sleep, maybe he slept off, she said, صَلَّ مِنَ النَّهَارِ سَيْنْتَيْ عَشَرَةَ رَكَعَةً, he will observe 12 rakah during the day. You observe 12 rakah during the day. So this tells us it is something that is what? Sunnah mu'akkada. Because if Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam missed it, he will pray it. And as the author has said, Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will observe 11 rakah most of the time. And that was why Aisha radiallahu anha said, مَا كَانَ رَسُولُ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ يَزِيدُ فِي رَمَضَانَ وَلَا فِي غَيْرِهِ عَلَىٰ إِحْدَى عَشْرَةَ رَكَعَةً. Messenger of Allah would not go beyond 11 rakah in Ramadan and watch outside Ramadan. Now, this hadith of Aisha radiallahu anha that the Messenger of Allah will not go beyond 11 rakah. There are some other hadith from Aisha herself in Sahih Bukhari, Sahih Muslim, where she said was 13 rakah. In some of the reports, she said 13 rakah plus what? Plus the raka'at al-fajr. Plus the raka'at al-fajr. In that one, is making what? Making 15. So in other one, she said what? 13 rakah. That he will start with what? The raka'atin khafifatin. With two brief rakah. And that was why in the books of Sheikh Al-Albani rahimahullah ta'ala, in some of his books, so he argued that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would not go beyond 11 rakah based on this hadith of Aisha radiallahu anha. As for the one of 13, the Sheikh rahimahullah ta'ala said, Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what Aisha meant by 13 was that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will observe 2 rakah after Isha. And this is established that Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam yaftatihu salat al-layl bi raka'atayn khafifatayn. He would commence the salah of the night with 2 brief rakah. Now it is also authentic from Aisha radiallahu anha that she said 13 rakah plus rakah at al-fajr. So meaning 11 plus what? 11 plus 2, making 13. And there is one that she said 13 rakah. She now mentioned what? She mentioned rakah at al-fajr. And what she mentioned 11 rakah at al-fajr and Sunnatul Isha al-Ba'diyya, the two rak'ah that he will start the Salatul Layl with. So that was why Sheikh Al-Albani and his book Qiyam Ramadan and Salatul Taraweeh so mentioned all this. However, majority of the scholars are of the opinion that the fact that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam who observed 11 rak'ah most of the time doesn't mean we cannot exceed 11 rak'ah. So the way the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam observed the salah, so most of the time will not allow him to exceed 11 rak'ah. Not that one cannot exceed 11 rak'ah. So he said, Salatul Layl Masna Masna, the prayer of the night you observe two. فَإِذَا خَشَ أَدُكُمُ السُّبْحَ فَلْ يُصَلِّ وَاحِدًا. So if one of you is afraid that subh is coming, فَلْيُصَلِّ وَاحِدًا, you should observe waraka. تُوْتِهُ لَهُ مَا قَدْ صَلَّى. That will be the witr of what he has prayed. Now when they say witr, it covers the whole prayer of the night, because the prayer will end in odd. So he called everything witr. So this is what the Sheikh is discussing. Not just witr one rak'ah or three rak'ah or so. The witr here refers to what? The Salatul Layl as a whole. Ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah ta'ala said with respect to observing 11 or so rak'ah, the Sheikh said, كما أن النفس قيام رمضان لم يوقت النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم في عددا معينا. Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, with respect to the Qiyam Ramadan, did not specify a number. بل كان هو صلى الله عليه وسلم لا يزيد في رمضان ولا غيره على 13 ركعة. ونقول بيوم 13 ركعة. لكن كان يطيل ركعات. However, he will lengthen the rak'ah. فَلَمَّا جَمَعَهُمْ عُمَرْ عَلَىٰ أُبَيِّ بِنْ كَعَبْ كَانَ يُصَلِّ بِهِمْ 20 رَكْعَةً. When Umar gathered the people behind Ubayy ibn Ka'b, he observed, he will lead them, how many rak'ah? 20 rak'ah. ثُمَّ يُوتِرْ بِثَلَاثٍ, and you observed witr, ra'u 3 rak'ah. وَكَانَ يخفف القراءة بقدر ما زاد من الركعات. It will reduce the recitation in accordance with what he has what increased in the rak'ah. You get what I'm saying? So the recitation will be reduced while the rak'at what will be increased. لأن ذلك أخف على المأمومين, because that is what is easier to bear for those behind the imam. من تطويل الركعة الواحدة, than elongating just one rak'ah. ثم كان طائفة من السلف, he said, a group among the salaf, يقومون بأربعين ركعة, they observe 40 rak'ah. ويوترون بثلاث, and they observe 3 witr, making what? 43. وآخرون some قاموا بستة وثلاثين, who observe 36. وأوتروا بثلاث, and they watch their witr will be 3, making 39. وَهَذَا كُلُّ أُسَائِغٌ, all these are permissible. فَكَيْفَ مَا قَامَ فِي رَمَضَانِ مِنْ أَذِي الْأُجُوءُ فَقَدْ أَحْسَنَ. So, it doesn't matter the way they have observed it. In any of these ways that I've mentioned, does not really matter. It is good if they observe it in any of these ways. وَالْأَفْضَلُ يَخْتَلِفُ بِاخْتِلَافِ أَحْوَالِ الْمُصَلِّينَ. He said the best has to do with what? The conditions of those who are praying. فَإِنْ كَانَ فِي مِحْتِمَالٌ لِطُولِ الْقِيَامِ, if they can bear elongation of the what? The standing. فَالْقِيَامُ بِعَشْرِ رَكَعَاتٍ وَثَلَاثٍ بَعْدَهَا. It is good to observe 10 rak'ah and three after it. Kama kan Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam yusalli nafsi fi Ramadan. The way the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam will pray in Ramadan. Wa ghayri and also Ramadan. He said, huwa al-afdal, and this is the best. Wa in kanu la yahtamilunahu, if they can't bear long recitation, فَالْقِيَامُ بِعِشْرِينُ وَالْأَفْضَلُ, to observe 20 is better. وَهُوَ الَّذِي يَعْمَلُ بِهِ أَكْثَرُ الْمُسْلِمِينَ, this is what most Muslims will do. فَإِنَّهُ وَسَطٌ بَيْنَ الْعَشْرِ وَبَيْنَ الْعَرْبَعِينَ, this is what in between, between 10 and what 40. وَإِنْ كَمَ بِعَرْبَعِينَ وَغَيْرِهَا, if you observe 40 or other than 40, جَادَ ذَلِكَ, that is permissible. وَلَا يُكْرَأُ شَيْءٌ مِّن ذَلِكَ, none of this is detested. وَقَدْ نَصَّ عَلَى ذَلِكَ غَيْرُ وَاحِدٍ مِّنَ الْأَئِمَّةِ, it said more than one person have watched, have established this, كَأَحْمَدَ وَغَيْرِهِ, such as Ahmad and other than Ahmad. وَمَا ظَنَّ, whoever thinks أن قيام رمضان في عدد مؤقت, that قيام رمضان as a specific number عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم, from the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم, لا يزاد فيه ولا ينقص منه, that should not be added, increased, or should not be reduced. فقد أقطع, such a person has made a mistake. فإذا كانت فإذا كانت الساعة في نفس عدد القيام فكيف ظن بزيادة القيام لأجل دعاء الكنوت أو ترك كل ذلك صائغ حسن. Now this is the statement of Ibn Taymiyyah rahmahullah ta'ala, and this is what most scholars are upon, contrary to the position of Sheikh Al-Albani rahmahullah ta'ala. So the hadith of Aisha, ما كان رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يزيد في رمضان ولا في غير الأحد عشر ركعة, this is what nephew, the Messenger of Allah will not increase, will not go beyond 11. This is filu as well, is the practice. It doesn't mean what? It doesn't mean nahi. Are you with me? The filu of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam does not mean what? One should not. So the statement is what? Salatul layli masna, masna. Wa idha khashi adukumu subha, falyutir بِوَاحِدَ أَوْ فَلْيُصَلِّ وَاحِدَ تُوْتُ اللَّهُ مَا قَدْ صَلَّى, this is the statement. The other one is what? It is action. So if the statement and the action contradict according to what a lot of scholars of usul do, some disagree, is that what الْقَوْلُ مُقَدَّمُ عَلَى الْفِعِيلِ, so this is one angle. The second angle is that those adab of 20, whether the pray 20 or so, Sheikh Al-Albani rahimahullah ta'ala said all those ahadith are not authentic. However, there is one that Abd al-Razzaq reported in his Musannaf that a lot of people, a lot of scholars rely on. A lot of scholars rely on. And that one is authentic. That one is authentic. Though Sheikh Al-Albani rahimahullah ta'ala said it's not authentic, because Abd al-Razzaq, that is the author of the Musannaf, he said what? اختلط بأخرى. Towards the tail end of his life, he had what? اختلاط, that is a lot in memory. So if that is the case, it means it is the whole of Musannaf Abd al-Razzaq that you are going to what? Reject it. Not just one hadith. So and that's why some scholars do not agree with the position of Sheikh Al-Albani rahimahullah ta'ala. So that you can only get an evidence from the past scholars who will say you can observe more than 11 rakah. So you check all the books, most of the books they tell you can observe more than 11 rakah. So the practice of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam of 11 rakah, this is what is practice. So it will lengthen the recitation. So this will not enable him to pray as many rak'ah as possible. But how many people can lengthen their rak'ahs like that of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? So in that case, they do ta'awij, with what? With increasing the rak'ah. Because with this, they will be able to relax, unlike what standing for a long hour. Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam who lengthened his salah. We all remember the hadith of Abdullah ibn Mas'ud or so, or Uzaifa, one of the two, that a plague beside the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Messenger of Allah did not invite him, he came and he joined him. So the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam started with Surah Al-Baqarah. He finished everything. Now Surah Al-Baqarah is what? Two juzu plus. In Haram, in Mecca or Medina, you observe 20 raka with what? With a juzu. 20 raka with one juzu. So the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam started with Surah Al-Baqarah. The companion said, I thought maybe we'll stop when he gets to what? 100 verse or verses. The 100 verse, if he gets there, he will stop. He didn't stop. He continued. Five. So did he finish the old Baqarah? He moved to Surah Al-Nisa. He jumped Surah to Ali Imran. He moved to Surah Al-Nisa. He started again. He finished everything. He came back to Ali Imran. Started again. So the companion said, for Adam to be so, I intended evil. So they asked him what evil. He said, I wanted to leave. This is just in one raka. So and that's why a lot of scholars they have the opinion that you can watch, you can observe your salah at night the way you like. Salah to lay, masna. You can continue to observe two. So you are not compelled to do that. That is to pray the way the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam prayed. Even the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam himself, towards the end of his life, he reduced his watch, his salah to 7 rakah. As Aisha radiallahu anha said, that is, he could not maintain observing 11 rakah the way with him. And that was why Aisha radiallahu anha said, watch, min kulli layl kud awtara an-nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam awwalahu wa wasatahu wa akhirahu thumma intaha qiyamuhu ila al-sahar. That is, Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam had observed the witr in every part of the night. At times he would start at the first part of the night, at times he would delay it towards the middle of the night. Then he said what she said, the qiyam of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam finally was watched towards the end of the tail of the night. So and that's why you can pray at any time you like of the night, as long as what the subh has not appeared, as long as fajr has not appeared. Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that man khashiya Allah yastayqidhu akhir al-layl falyutir awwala. Whoever is afraid that you will not wake up at the last part of the night, falyutir awwala, he should what? He should observe his witr at the first part of the night. وَمَنْ طَمِعَ أَنْ يَكُومَ آخِرَ اللَّيْلِ فَلْيُصَلِّ آخِرَ اللَّيْلِ. So whoever desires to what should get up at the last part of the night, he should do. So it's in one of the reports, فَإِنَّ صَلَاةَ آخِرِ اللَّيْلِ مَشْهُودَ. Another report, فَإِنَّ قِرَاءَةَ الْقُرْآنِ في آخر الليل محظورة. That is reciting the Quran at the last part of the night, محظورة. That is the angels watch or witness it. Sage, wayal afdal, and this is the best. So you are free. You can observe as many rakah as possible. Two. But it is good for you to make it out, either by observing one at the end, or you observe three at the go at the end. All this you can do. Now there is this report of Makkah Rasulullah Yazid from Ramadan wala fi ghayri al-ahid 10 raka'ah, that you will not exceed 11 raka'ah. She now said that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you sallallahu arba'an فلا تصل عن طولهن ووصلهن. You observe four rakah. Don't ask about the length and the goodness of the four rakah. ثم يصلي أربعا. You pray four rakah. فلا تصل عن طولهن ووصلهن. ثم يوتر بثلاث. Then you observe for three rakah at the witr, making 11 altogether. Sheikh Al-Albani rahimahullah ta'ala is of the opinion that you can pray four at a go. Huh? Four at a go. The way it appears in this hadith. However, majority of the scholars, they are of the opinion that it's not four at a go. Because they have said what? Salatul layl masna, masna. So that the four mentioned by Aisha radiallahu anha is the four Messenger of Allah who observe. He will pray two rakah, he will make the sleep. He will pray two rakah, he will make the sleep. Then he will rest a bit. Then he will start again. Like that. Four rakah, two to sleep, two to sleep. However, they also agree that there is another method. Huh? Which is what? Witr. At a stretch. What does that mean? That he will continue like that. Like five, seven, like that. That he will stop. But if it is four you want to do, majority of the scholar of the opinion that you have to break it. But the most important thing is that you are free to observe your Qiyamul Layl the way you like. So you are free to observe it the way you like, as long as what it is within the prescribed text or the prescribed format. Wallahu a'lam. Inshallah, we stop here. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyyina Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Subhanaka la umma bihamdika ashhadu an la ilaha illa ant astaghfiruka wa atubu.
الحمد لله صلى الله على محمد وعلى وآله ومن والاه. The question. So this person is asking, what if the imam stands up for the fifth rakah in salah? Should we follow the imam at Ma'mumun when we are sure that
I think this has been explained several times, that most scholars are of the opinion that you should not follow the imam. Since he is sure that the salah is complete, so you shouldn't follow the imam. They should break away from the imam and make the tasbih. So this is the view of most scholars. However, Sheikh Al-Albani rahimahullah ta'ala has the opinion that they should follow him. They should follow him because of the hadith of Suliyadin, where the Messenger of Allah, because of the hadith of I think Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, where the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam observed five rakah, and the companions they followed him. But the argument of majority of the scholars is that the wahyu has been sealed, has been completed. So the companions followed the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam with the thought that the salah had been increased. Now it is clear that no more inspiration, no more revelation. So we are sure that when the imam rises to the fifth rakah, he has made a mistake. But there is one thing here, which is there is possibility that the imam has left a pillar. Maybe in one of the raka'at he did not recite Suratul Fatiha, and that was what he was trying to watch to make up for. So this argument, wallahu alam, can support those who say you should follow the imam. You should follow the imam. So wallahu alam.
If the imam, if I'm saying better than imam, and I made a mistake, do I need to do sujood al-sahwi?
You don't need to do sujood al-sahwi when you make mistake behind the imam. Because even at times you are praying behind the imam, and imam is in the second rakah for instance. you join the imam in the second rakah. If the imam is doing tashahud, you do what? You sit and you'll be doing tashahud with the imam, and you have just observed one rakah. You're not supposed to sit. You're not supposed to do tashahud with him. But you do tashahud because you are following the imam. So if you are behind the imam, do not forget something. The imam bears that on your behalf, on condition that what you have left, what you have left is not a pillar. On condition that what you have left is not a pillar. Wallahu
a'lam. What is the sunnatic cure for an internal swelling if the of the leg that has resisted all medication?
I don't know. You would never. Nor do I know the other thing. I don't know of any hadith that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam recommended for that specifically. And I don't know how to use other apps to say, okay, you use it for this. The reason I've separated between the two is that we call everything Tibul Nawawi, Tibul Nawawi. There are some things the Messenger of Allah did not recommend. So, but you call it Tibul Nawawi. So when you use some of these things, yeah, but the Malam said it's Tibul Nawawi and this is not working. That thing is not the Messenger of Allah that recommended it. Possibly you are just mixing one leaf with another leaf. Maybe with that leaf, Messenger of Allah never mentioned it. Maybe the leaf was not Umun in Medina. So every leaf you mix together today now is what Tibul Nawawi. No, that is not correct. That is not correct. If you have trained, if you've been trained on using apps, you tell people that have been trained in using apps. Not that you'll be hiding under the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam to say Tibul Nawawi, Tibul Nawawi. Then you give people what they are not supposed to use. You kill some people as a result of what? Inexperience. So this is not correct. So I don't know either. I don't know any recommendation from the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam that this is what should be used. And I've not been trained as a person that can mix the apps. So maybe you can go and see the medical doctors, or you see those who are trained in these aspects. Allah.
Well, I think your mom felt it now. Sorry, I'm not doing marketing, don't worry. Okay, the question. And that was it. If an imam prays, are you assured that he did not make any mistake? But after the salah, the imam did to do the salah, should I join him?
You didn't meet the imam?
Yes.
If you are not there when the imam made the mistake, this sujood sahwi with the imam, if it is sujood sahwi ba'di that is going to do, so it won't be compulsory on you. But if it is qabli, that means you won't go out of the salah until the imam goes out of the salah, because qabli will be that the imam will not make taslim before it does it. So in this case, you can escape it. You have to do with the imam. Despite the fact that what you are not guilty of that thing before you join them. But if it is badi, since the imam makes the slim, you can get up and complete your own salah. So you don't need to bring the sujood sahwi since you did not meet the place where the imam made the mistake. And imam has done the slim. Allah.
If you join the salah after the imam made an addition, but you did not meet the addition, I think it's
Thank you.